This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Coming up on this Friday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour, the Pendleton Roundup Court is here to make a big announcement about this year's performer for the 2023 Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Kickoff Concert presented by Integrity Corps. We will get right into that. The conversation begins right after this, so stay with us.
No hot water? Head to Zimmerman & Company True Value for help. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
When you find your electric water heater is no longer heating your water, you can replace the electrodes with a wide variety of electrodes that we carry here in stock.
What about if you do need to replace your water heater?
We do carry water heaters, generally 40 and 50 gallon type, and we usually have them in stock.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us here for the KUMA Coffee Hour. Big announcement coming up. The Pendleton Roundup Court is here, and they are here to announce this year's performer for the 2023 Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Kickoff Concert, presented by Integrity Corps. Joining me in the studio this morning is Queen Chloe Davis to make the announcement, and she'll also be introducing her court and Happy Canyon princesses. Chloe, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Dan. Thank you. Hello, everyone out there. It's wonderful to be here with you today. I hope you're all having a great morning. My name is Chloe Davis, and I am the 2023 Pendleton Roundup Queen. I'm here today with a couple of the members of my court, as well as the Happy Canyon Princesses, to announce the headliners for the 2023 Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Kickoff Concert. Before I reveal the headliners for this year, I would like to say a big thank you to Integrity Corps, which is the presenting sponsor for this event. Integrity Corps is a local business based out of Sherwood, Oregon. They are a construction company that is a leader in traffic management, traffic controls, traffic planning, infrastructure, concrete, and engineering. All right. So, can I actually get a little drum roll, please? So I'm going to announce the headliners. All right. So, the co-headliners for this year's Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Kickoff Concert will be country artist Craig Morgan, singer of International Harvester and Redneck Yacht Club, and Grammy winner Clint Black, singer of Killin' Time and Like the Rain. This concert will mark the start of the 113th Pendleton Roundup and will be held in the famous Happy Canyon Arena Saturday, September 9th. If you would like to see Craig Morgan and Clint Black live and officially kick off this year's Pendleton Roundup, tickets for this event go on sale to the general public March 23rd at 10 a.m. These tickets can be purchased by visiting PendletonRoundup.com, by calling the Pendleton Roundup ticket office at 541-276-2553, or by stopping by the ticket office in person at the Pendleton Roundup retail store. Ticket pricing for this event varies between $51 for general reserve seating and $153 for VIP access, which includes a dinner prior to the show. Let me tell you, I have been to a lot of kickoff concerts in the past, and there is not a bad seat in the house in that arena. So make sure to get your tickets.
All right. I know this is the big announcement and that people are very, very excited. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back, and then Queen Chloe Davis is going to introduce herself and her court. And we're going to have so much more fun getting to know all these people when we return. So stay with us.
Need a ride? The City of Pendleton has you covered. Did you know the Dial-A-Ride Transit van service in Pendleton runs 7 days a week? To arrange your next day ride with Dial-A-Ride, call Elite Taxi Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 541-276-6476. This service runs within the City of Pendleton and the urban growth boundary, and cost is only $1 per ride. For daily schedules and other transit service the city provides, go to City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation.
Looking for something for all ages?
Heritage Station Museum is now open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With our two indoor galleries, including Umatilla Gold, History of Wheat in Umatilla County, and our large grounds filled with outdoor exhibits, your family can learn all about the history of our county. Step inside the one-room cabin or the Union Pacific caboose, and don't forget to shop the Heritage Station Museum gift shop. Heritage Station Museum, 108 Southwest Fraser, Pendleton.
America's favorite rock and country band is headed to Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Come see multi-platinum selling band Little Texas live in concert Saturday, March 18th, singing the songs you know and love, including hits like Kick a Little, What Might Have Been, and God Bless Texas. Now's your chance to see one of the best live rockin' shows in all of country music, Little Texas, Saturday, March 18th. Tickets on sale now at wildhorseresort.com or visit the Wild Horse gift shop. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton, Oregon.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America, God bless you, and God bless beer.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with the Pendleton Roundup Court. We just had a huge announcement regarding this year's performer for the 2023 Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Kickoff Concert. And I'm with Queen Chloe Davis. And now she's going to take a moment to introduce herself and her court. Chloe, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you. All right, I already said some of this, but hello, everyone. My name is Chloe Davis. I am the 2023 Pendleton Roundup Queen. I am from Adams, Oregon, and I am currently studying agriculture at Blue Mountain Community College, and I work as a leather worker at 23 Plus down in Pendleton, Oregon. All right, I'm going to introduce a couple of our members who could not be here with us today. We also have Princess Deidre Schreiber of Enterprise, Oregon, as well as Emily Scramstead of Yuma Pine, Oregon. Very sad they cannot be here with us today, but very proud of the work they're doing right now. All right, I'm going to let my first princess go ahead and introduce herself. Go ahead, Mackenzie.
Good morning. My name is Princess Mackenzie Penninger. I am the 19-year-old daughter of Sean and Christy Penninger of Pendleton, Oregon. I'm currently attending Blue Mountain Community College studying agriculture, and I am really excited to be here with you all this morning. Thank you, and let her buck.
Thank you, Kenzie. All right, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Okay, Kenz, What are you most looking forward to experiencing this year during your reign as a Pendleton Roundup princess?
I'm most excited to travel across the country and represent our hometown here in Pendleton, and I am extremely excited to jump the rail at Pendleton.
Oh yeah, it'll be awesome. I'm excited for you. Okay, all right, Kenz, what is your favorite Craig Morgan song?
International Harvester.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to let my next princess go ahead and introduce herself. Sid, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I am Princess Sydney Dodge. I grew up here in Pendleton, Oregon, and my parents are Chad and Jody Dodge. I'm currently attending Blue Mountain Community College, and I am so excited to represent my hometown this year. And let's let her buck.
All right, Sid. Okay, what is your favorite Clint Black song?
My favorite Clint Black song is State of Mind. Okay.
And what are you most looking forward to experiencing this year as a Pendleton Roundup princess?
I am most excited to have the opportunity to travel all over the Pacific Northwest and meet a lot of amazing people throughout my time as a court member. It is such an honor to be able to represent the Pendleton Roundup and my hometown, and the experiences will be something I cherish for the rest of my life.
Thank you, Sid. Okay, we also have the Happy Canyon Princesses here with us today. I'm going to go ahead and let Susie introduce herself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Susie Patrick. I am 21 years old. I am the daughter of Toby and Julia Johnson. I am currently not attending school, but I am doing on-the-job training as a pharmacy technician at Yellowhawk Tribal Health Center.
Okay, thank you, Susie. What are you most looking forward to during your reign as a Happy Canyon princess?
What I am looking forward to is the traveling and being able to represent my family and the community in Happy Canyon.
Okay. What is your favorite Craig Morgan song?
That's what I love about Sundays.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, now we have Lattice. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Nichmaiski, everybody. Good morning. Hi, everybody. Good morning. My name is Lattice Nalin, and my Indian name is Wumsletnana. And my parents are Jess and Trinette Nalin, and I am currently a language apprentice for the Umatilla Tribe of the Confederation. Tribe of the Umatilla. And that is it.
Thank you, Lattice. Okay. What is your favorite Clint Black song since we get to go see him and Craig Morgan live in concert?
That would have to be A Better Man.
Okay. What are you most looking forward to during your reign as a Happy Canyon princess?
I am going to have to agree with Susie on this one. I am so excited to be able to travel around everywhere and be able to show who I am and show who my family is.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, I'm going to let you guys all know what I'm most excited for. I'm most excited to get to spend this year with these girls and get to watch them have this experience for the first time. I honestly cannot wait. I got to have this experience last year as a princess, and it's incredible. It's like nothing you girls will ever experience, and I am so incredibly grateful to be able to get to be here with you and get to do this. And I'm going to do a little story. I apologize. But I get to watch my princesses come out of the arena, enter the arena for the grand entry before I enter. So I just already know that I'm going to be screaming and crying and so excited to get to watch them do that. So yeah, and my favorite Craig Morgan song is Redneck Yacht Club. I cannot believe that any of you didn't say that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that is the Pendleton Roundup Court and Happy Canyon Princesses with Queen Chloe Davis. We are going to take another break, come back, and then we're going to dive into some other questions for all these princesses when the KUMA Coffee Hour returns. Right after this.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
People often ask, can you fix my car? And nearly always the answer is, yes, we can. Hi, Scott here for your locally owned Pendleton Tire Factory. Did you know that we do brakes, batteries, tune-ups, air conditioning work, cooling system, shocks, struts, trailer wiring, install tow hitches? And quite often we can get the work completed on the same day. We also service most RVs and living quarter horse trailers. Pendleton Tire, Eastgate, Pendleton, 276-2774.
Attention Pendleton residents. The city of Pendleton has begun gravel pickup. City crews will be setting out yellow signs with red lettering in areas they'll be working on and will provide additional public notices as they move from one area of the town to the next. To help the city pick up as much gravel as possible, please pay attention and park your cars off the street when in designated areas. The City of Pendleton appreciates your patience and assistance during this time.
Every year, over one quarter of adults suffer a fall, but there are steps that can be taken to help reduce the risk. Join Mackay Creek Estates on Thursday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. for a free webinar with certified athletic trainer Adrian Cahigas. He will provide expertise on the physical factors that can lead to falls, fitness routines for older adults to build strength, and advice on fall-proofing the home. You can sign up for the free webinar at prestigecanhelp.com. Again, that's prestigecanhelp.com.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond, so purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Local news, local issues from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back on a Friday with the Pendleton Roundup Court and the Happy Canyon Princesses. We are here talking about the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon kickoff concert. And we had heard earlier that it is going to be, I have it here right in my notes here. It is going to be Craig Morgan and Clint Black. How in the world could I have forgotten that? But it's here. And we're going to talk more with the princesses this morning. I have Queen Chloe Davis here with me. And Chloe, why don't you introduce who we're going to be talking to? And then I got a couple questions I'd like to ask this morning.
So we have all of our princesses, but we have some of our court members as well as the Happy Canyon princesses. And we're going to let Dan ask us some questions. I'm going to let Susie go ahead and answer the first question.
Susie, question, what are you looking forward to most about being a Happy Canyon princess?
Well, what I'm looking forward most about being a Happy Canyon princess is just being able to do me and to represent my family, like I was saying in the first question, and being able to represent my community, being able to just experience something new, because being part of this is something really, what would they say?
Well, and with the Pendleton Roundup, the Roundup has so many other activities. Tell me about your parade schedule and what that looks like this summer.
Well, I'll be honest, it's going to be the busiest summer I ever had. But from what it looks like, what I know so far is that we'll be doing parades every weekend, starting soon with summer when it gets warm.
Yeah,
but I know it's gonna be busy.
Our schedule is a little bit different than the Happy Canyon Princesses, but we, as a Pendleton Roundup Court, we participate in a parade at about every event we go to, almost, not quite. Right now we have 25 events on our schedule over a 30-week period, which is incredibly busy, to say the least. And on the schedule right now, we have at least 17 parades that we are planning on attending. That also is very much subject to change. As of now, we're planning on attending Waitsburg and Spokane. Actually, that will be our very first parade as a court, and we're super excited because it's I'd call it a doubleheader. We go in the morning to Waitsburg and then the Spokane Lilac Festival that night, and so we're super excited for that to be our first official parade. But just about every rodeo in Oregon, we will be at, not all of them, but quite a few. We'll be at Dayton, Weston, Sisters, Reno, St. Paul, Athena, Elgin, Cheyenne, Chief Joseph Days, and of course in Pendleton. So, yeah.
And I will just add this, Chloe, when the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon Princesses, you as queen, when you guys show up at a parade, you know that Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon are represented. You just know. And I know the crowd gets behind you guys wherever you go. You listed all those different cities. So if you guys want to see Chloe and the different princesses that are on this program, including the ones that couldn't make it this morning, make sure you get out and support them. And, you know, don't be afraid to say hi and ask them questions and ask them about their dress and stuff.
Or say letterbuck. Oh, well, yeah, we too. Love that.
That, too. Well, my next question for our next princess, what rodeos are you planning to attend this year?
The rodeos I am planning to attend this year is Cheyenne. I heard it was a doozy, and to say the very least, I am so excited to be able to represent there. And, obviously, the Pendleton Roundup, one of my favorite rodeos.
Yeah, our parade schedule is also pretty similar to our attendance schedule. Most of the rodeos that we attend, we do a parade, so it's a pretty long list.
Well, and then tell me a little bit about what goes into getting ready for every parade you ride in from a preparation standpoint.
So for us, at least, for the Pendleton Roundup Court, our preparation is a little bit different than the Happy Canyon Princesses. I know that you guys do a ton of prep, including prepping your regalia and your hair and all sorts of stuff. Actually, Susie and Lattice, would you both answer this question for me? What do you guys do on the day of a parade to get ready? I know it's a pretty lengthy process.
It is a very lengthy process, and to be honest, it kind of gets tiring having to do it mostly every Sunday. It takes a long time, and plus getting the horses ready. We have my brothers, they put the trappings on the horse, and myself have to get ready with my court parents, and there's a lot of fragile items. So it is a very slow process, and I will let Susie give her answer.
Yeah, I remember you said it was a lengthy process. I remember asking the girls last year how long it took just to prep your guys' hair, and she said like 2 hours.
I'll be honest, it takes me like about 5 hours to get ready. When I did my interview, it took me a while because I first start with my makeup and then I start with my hair, put on my furs and my shells, everything that goes in my hair, and then I put on my outfit after. And then, you know, we got to put the trappings and stuff on the horse, and that takes like maybe a half an hour. So yeah, maybe about 4 to 5 hours it takes me to get ready.
That's incredible.
And Chloe, I wanted to turn in my next question to you. What rodeos do you perform some kind of grand entry like you do to kick off the Pendleton Roundup each day?
Oh, man. There's nothing like the Pendleton Roundup. That's the easy answer. Especially after my experience last year as a princess, I know that for sure. But we do get to do similar, not quite the same, but similar run-ins at a lot of other rodeos where the boards are gracious enough to let us participate in that. There's a couple of different types of run-ins that we do. So there's what we call a flyby, which is usually at a rodeo that has a track. So we just kind of zoom past the crowd and wave as our names get announced. And then there's what I call it a serpentine. And that's where we, with all the other visiting royalty at these rodeos, kind of move into the arena and trot around and then sit usually for the national anthem. But we get to do a bunch of different run-ins like that at different places. We get to do one at Sisters and St. Paul and Cheyenne. My favorite one, actually, that's not Pendleton Roundup is Chief Joseph Days. We get to do both. We get to do a flyby around the arena and then a serpentine through the middle. So, yeah, those are some of the places that we get to do a similar run-in like we do at Roundup.
And how much practice goes into getting ready for the run-in during Roundup week?
So much. So much practice. And it starts way before Roundup week. Thankfully, we are incredibly lucky to have Tony Minthorn as our riding coach. Excuse me. She has been prepping girls for the grand entry for about 20 years now, something like that. And we start our practices at the beginning of June. So real, not too soon, but pretty soon. We start our practices very, very soon. And that includes practice once a week with Tony and then an open ride night at the Pendleton Roundup Arena where we just go and exercise our horses and get them all legged up and ready for the year. And then it kind of ramps up right before Roundup week. We'll start doing more practices and we have extra practices the week of Roundup in the arena, which is an amazing experience.
I want to bring Princess Mackenzie in here. We haven't talked a whole lot about the horses yet, but first, Mackenzie, what is your favorite rodeo that you will attend this year?
I am really excited to attend Cheyenne Frontier Days in Cheyenne, Wyoming, because it is typically the largest contender that goes head-to-head with the Pendleton Roundup for being the largest outdoor rodeo of the year. So I'm very interested to see what the differences in both of the rodeos are like and what the similarities are as well.
And then regarding the horses, how many horses do you have and what are some of their names?
So currently for my Pendleton Roundup Court year, I have purchased 3 horses, and they all have specific and different jobs depending on what I need to use them for throughout the summertime, including I need some to jump the rail on during our grand entries and also throughout our other grand entries throughout the year, along with having parade horses and just having more of a quiet mind with them. And my horses' names that I have currently are Jones, Chevy, and Crawdad.
Good names.
Good names. Well, thank you for that. And now, Princess Sydney, I will bring you in. How involved are your parents in everything you do throughout the year?
My parents are super involved with my Roundup Corps activities, and they are just as excited as I am. My whole life, my mom and dad have been my biggest supporters in everything I do, whether it be showing cattle, horses, FFA, or school. They have always made sure that I have what I need to succeed and give me a push at times that I may need it. I couldn't be more thankful for them and all that they have done for me, and I am so happy that they get to be a part of this experience too.
And Sydney, your schedules are extremely busy, especially with many of you having to manage your college load. Tell me how you do it all.
Having a busy schedule requires you to have good time management skills. Lucky for me, I have always had a busy schedule, especially in high school. I have learned to get pretty good at managing my time wisely so that I can be fully dedicated to my commitments. School is so important to me, and I find it to be a privilege to have an education. Although at times it may get difficult, I always find a way to make it work, and it'll all be so worthwhile.
All right. Well, thank you. And thanks for all the princesses here taking the moment to share your experiences, your thoughts, answer those questions. Queen Chloe Davis, I want to turn everything back to you here and just recap again the big announcement you made at the beginning of this program.
Yeah, don't forget that Craig Morgan and Clint Black will be live in concert at the Pendleton Roundup Saturday, September 9th. Make sure that you get your tickets for this event because it's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. We are incredibly excited to be there because we get to see that as a court. So if you would like to purchase tickets, make sure to go online at PendletonRoundup.com. Call the Pendleton Roundup office at 541-276-2553 or stop by the ticket office and purchase your tickets in person. All right. That's all.
And remind us ticket prices.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I apologize. Ticket pricing for this event varies between $51 for general reserve seating and $153 for VIP access, which includes a dinner prior to the show.
All right. Well, it is indeed going to be one of the greatest events and evenings of the Pendleton Roundup kickoff concert, of course, and Roundup, Happy Canyon. All of it is so much fun, and it's going to be here before we know it. Queen Chloe Davis and all the Roundup Court, the Happy Canyon Princesses, all of you, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a lot of fun. Be safe. And be sure to get out and support the ladies here and support the Roundup. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back again on Monday.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.